570.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. This particular show is heard on all of the Genesis Network radio stations that pick it up. It's a pleasure to do this. You know, this is Easter weekend, and I was going to do a rerun, a best of, and I decided, no, I don't want to do that. I want to get some guests on the program who can speak about, we have so much going on in our society right now, both nationally and internationally, that I felt to drop off for 1 week would really, really be a mistake. But the one thing I want to do, though, that is in keeping with the times, is I'm chatting right now with Peter Grandage. Peter is, I think, well known to all of you. He's a newsletter writer. He's part of the financial community, has been part of the financial community, an integral part, I want to say, for probably the last 30 years or thereabouts. Peter is based on the East Coast, just outside of New York City. He's in New Jersey. He does an awful lot of philanthropic work back there. He is involved with the New York Jets, if I'm not mistaken, does a fair amount of work with them, not only in Bible study, but in other areas. He's got a lot of really good friends who play for the Jets. He's a very interesting guy, and he and I have talked politics, and we've talked finance, and we've talked religion on this show numerous times. And I wanted to open the show this particular weekend talking a little bit about why Peter and I feel that a religious basis to every person's life is really important. Now, I want to say here, and I'm not being politically correct, I'm being very, very honest, and that is, when I say a religious basis, I mean, for Peter and myself, we're Christians, and that's our religious basis, and we firmly believe it. I have a huge amount of very, very close friends who don't share our particular beliefs. I have a lot of Jewish friends. Interestingly enough, I have some Islamic friends. I think that all religions are important in the sense that it gives an individual a true grounding into what we're all about on our journey here on this earth. But Peter and I being Christians, this being Easter weekend, we thought we'd chat a little bit about the significance to us, and I'm sure to many, many of you, of Easter. Peter, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Al. Really, for me, as we record this here on Good Friday, as I've noted even on my blog earlier today, that this is the most difficult day for me simply because it's one of the only times that I actually spend some time understanding, trying to understand and appreciating what Jesus went through on this day.
Yep.
Because for the 364 other days, and a good part of even today, I find myself back in my sinful nature and selfish ways. So when I do spend that little time today, especially at Mass, I start to realize just a little bit of what it was all about. Now, there's really only three scenarios. One, it's true. The story's true. One, it's a total fabrication. Or the other is it's something different. Once somebody once said to me a long time ago about being practicing his Christian faith was, he said, even if it's not true, I still find it a better way to live. And that's what's worked for me. I have spent today, as we talk, it's my 15th anniversary of my 39th birthday. And in the 50s now, I start to realize my mortality. And I've done a lot of looking back in my life. And I realized that many points in my life, I was somewhat godlike. I turned the Ten Commandments into the Ten Suggestions, and I picked and chose when I was going to listen to them. And when I look back through hindsight, I realized that when I chose things, they ended up basically being wrong or ended up not being the best of things, even if for a short time they were. So for me, so-called religion or so-called faith is just a better way to attempt to live life. And for me, it's a lot more than that. But I would say, for starters, being grounded in something is better than being grounded in nothing.
Oh, Pete, I agree 100% with that. You know, I think we both kind of traveled down the same path, but, you know, you said the 15th anniversary of your 39th birthday. I guess being a little bit older than you are, I'd have to say the 15th birthday for 15th anniversary of my 49th birthday. But what brought you to your faith, Peter?
Well, it was a series of things. I was raised in a non-religious family, a non-practicing Catholic father who married a Jewish woman back in the 40s, which was very unique in itself. So
yeah.
I only came Catholic because I would meet my future wife who was born and raised in Ireland, and we were asked to get married in Ireland, and I had to be married in the Church of Ireland, so I had to be Catholic. So I didn't come Catholic because of some burning faith. I came Catholic because it meant that I could get married. But it was only after some serious battles with anxiety and depression and some ups and downs financially that I really began to try to find out what this Christian faith was about. And what I discovered was, and it took more than one fall and one failure, that there was meaning to it for me, and that trying to follow Jesus in the way that I viewed what Jesus has meant, let's not forget that we've had how many now, 25,000 different Christian churches open in the world, all thinking and believing they have the right meaning behind what Christ has led us to. And in some instances, we probably all have something good and bad in that, but people continuously are seeking a better meaning and understanding of life. And for me, and I try never to impose it on others, but I just be glad to talk about what's worked for me, is being Christian has allowed me to finally mature to a point where I can at least say I now have the first three letters in the word humble. I don't think any of us ever get the B, L, and E. But one of the difficulties I had, and we find this in our business when you talked about how this ties into our business.
Yeah.
When you're around money and you're around and supposed to be helping or people make money, you can become very unhumble.
Oh, yeah.
You can become godlike, or be viewed as godlike and be treated like godlike. And there, I find throughout my 25-plus year career on Wall Street, I found Christianity or a strong religious undertone lacking. And that's why God spent so much time, and it's the second most talked about topic in the Bible, and that's matters of money and finance, because he knew how much that would play a role in our lives. So it's interesting that in this dire times that we've had, and we've seen what money's almost caused the breakdown of the whole world, that the Christian, through the Christian faith at least, and I say only because I don't know the other faiths enough to say where they practice it or not, but Jesus took an enormous amount of time to teach about matters of money and possession and how they impact us. And boy, was it really crucial in these last couple of years.
You know, one thing I want to throw out here that I think will explain really, really clearly to listeners where you and I are coming from. Probably my best friend in the world, a guy who I've known for a long, long time, is a Jewish guy. And we've talked about his faith and our faith numerous times. And what Mike has said about being Jewish, he said, you know, being Jewish in the United States, being Jewish as in his particular society is all about treating other people really, really well, attempting to help other people, you know, respecting other people, respecting their views. Mike feels very, very strongly about that, as does his family. And, you know, I have to tell you, Mike and his brothers and his mom and his dad, who passed away recently, they are a group of individuals who, in my opinion, represent being grounded in faith and making society a better place because of that. They're wonderful examples of that, as I have to say, as you are. You know, I have to say, I have learned more from Peter Grandich, in the past, I don't know, 5 or 10 years, that I've learned from an awful lot of people in society. Peter's a really good guy, and I want to suggest to you folks out there, check out his blog. You know, we provide a link to his blog on our website. It's a very, very worthwhile thing to read. Peter is a guy who is really, really well-grounded, number one in his faith, and certainly number two in the business community. Peter, happy Easter. It's been a pleasure having you on the show, buddy.
Thank you, but I must say I have to give all the praise and glory to Jesus and not myself.
I think everybody realizes that, certainly including myself.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. I am Al Corlin. I appreciate you joining me. You know, what Peter and I were talking about in the first segment, I think is really, really important, regardless of what your beliefs are. You know, you really have to live life correctly, because if you live life correctly, for lack of better terms, everything is going to fall into place. And whatever that means for you, boy, what I would have to say is, you know, go for it. Okay, in this segment, we're getting back to the mining industry. I'm talking with Greg Johnson. Greg is a co-founder of Nova Gold. He is currently, and I'm assuming for a long time, will be the president of a company called South American Silver. I was in Vancouver earlier this week, and Greg and I had lunch, and then we shot some video, and we were talking about the mining potential in South America. I want to chat about that with Greg, because he's had an awful lot of experience there in that area, and then we're going to kind of eventually focus down into what's going on in Bolivia, because a lot of people really aren't aware of what a progressive situation is going on down there. Greg, thanks for joining me. And let's start out with your views on mining in South America in general.
Well, thanks for having me on, Al. I mean, South America is one of those areas of the world where, you know, metals are not equally spread out all over. And we have certain regions of the world that are particularly well enriched in metals. And South America is one of those areas, if you were to look on a global map, would really stand out, particularly in copper, in gold, and in silver. And so it's an area that, with political changes over the last couple of decades, has seen a huge increase in the level of interest, both by the major mining companies, but particularly as we've seen this evolution in our business of the small venture startup firms going out and doing the cutting edge exploration. We've seen a number of smaller, Canadian exploration companies, you know, stake out their claims, so to speak, in various parts of South America. And we've seen just, you know, an amazing number of new discoveries over the last few decades because of that effort.
Greg, you're involved, obviously, with South American Silver in Bolivia. You got a major project in Bolivia. You've also got a major copper project in Chile. But I want to focus on Bolivia. You know, South America has a really, really interesting reputation. And let's talk about the two extremes before we get into what's going on in Bolivia, okay? On the one extreme, you've got Venezuela and Chavez, not exactly the most popular person in the United States, you know? And on the other hand, you've got what's going on in either Chile or Argentina, which is, in Chile specifically, you know, I'm fairly familiar with what's going on down there, and they are very, very pro-mining. They're very progressive. They're very capitalistic. It's a really, really good place to be, as I believe is Argentina, and I know that from firsthand experience. Bolivia, until you and I sat down and had lunch a couple of days ago, I didn't know anything about Bolivia. You know, all I know is supposedly, if you read the mainstream press, you got a socialist who's in there running the country. The mainstream press in the United States is saying, you know, that's really not the best thing in the world. But your perspective, from your perspective, and you've spent time there, this guy's not doing a bad job. And talk about that, if you would, and then talk a little bit about the environment for mining in Bolivia, would you?
Yeah, so I think just to, you know, where you started out, what we've seen evolve over the last few decades is that countries like Chile and Argentina and Peru and Brazil have all recognized that, you know, resources are one of their strongest points. And you've seen an evolution in those areas to become more and more business friendly. Bolivia, as a particular instance, is probably the least developed country in all of South America. Many people say it's the most South American still in terms of, you know, holding on to some of its cultural heritage. It's got an amazing history of mining. I mean, they've literally been mining since the Incan times. So some of these deposits have thousands of years of mining history. And more recently, we've seen a lot of change in Bolivia. And as you say, some of it has been bad press, if you will, or what have you. But if we look at the facts, Bolivia is enjoying the best economy it's seen in the last 30-plus years. And they've got the fastest-growing GDP in all of Latin America. And they have been seeing growing trade surpluses, double-digit trade surpluses, for the last 4 years, going on 5 years. So I think that there are a lot of changes happening. It's an underexplored, underdeveloped, it's certainly an emerging economy. And I think a lot of people are taking a new look at this and saying, you know, this is an area that's rapidly growing. It's going to be a resource-based economy. You've got mining and oil and gas, and you're seeing significant investment. Just to give an example, Al, there are three new major silver mines built by the major silver companies in the last 3 years in Bolivia. I'm not sure there's another country in all of South America that's had three new major mines come on stream in the last 3 years.
And on top of that, you've got Jindal Steel out of India building what looks to be one of the world's largest iron ore projects, investing billions of dollars of capital. So it's a pretty interesting situation. I think that it's certainly leading edge for people to look at this emerging market economy in Bolivia, and I think it's something that the people, you know, ought to take a look at and look at the facts rather than kind of the message track that's been out there.
I want to bring one other thing up real quick, and it's a bit of a divergence, but not really. You and I had coffee yesterday with Marin Katusa, who is involved with Casey Research, very, very bright guy. He was talking about his bullish feelings about iron ore, and I think that is an area, Greg, of the resource industry that people haven't really realized how important and how profitable that's going to become because of the hugely increasing demand for iron ore. Quick comments on that?
Yeah, I think there's kind of I support your comments, and I think the main themes here are, as you see China and India and other parts of Asia develop and the other BRIC economies as well, you know, they need basic building elements. Those are iron ore, those are coal and metallurgical coal for steel and specialty metals. And so that's an area that it seemed like as old economy as it gets and is an area that is just seeing explosive growth.
Yeah.
Layer on top of that, the demand for things that go into, you know, the modern world, things like copper that you need for electricity and high technology. And then also as these economies are gaining in wealth, as you're seeing the GDP per capita rise, so you're seeing a larger middle class develop, you're seeing the demand for things like specialty metals that go into high technology products and precious metals as people, you know, now have disposable income to be able to put away things that maybe they wouldn't have been able to purchase in the past. So all of those areas, there's a strong theme there of areas that have been underinvested in historically over the last decade or so because it's been a very tough market until recent years. And now people just starting to recognize you can't turn these things on overnight. It takes 10 to 15 years to build a big mine, and it's not overnight going to be able to, you know, basically reach the demand levels that with the current supply that's out there. And so it's a very bullish picture, I think, you know, going forward here for really probably the next couple of decades.
You know, I would agree with you 100%. And, you know, I kind of want to wrap up with just saying that I really believe, and it's becoming more and more apparent to me every day, that as Jim Rogers told me a number of years ago, you know, he said, Al, we're in a major secular bull market in the resource industry for commodities. It doesn't matter whether we're talking about base metals. It doesn't matter whether we're talking about precious metals. Because of the growth that's occurring, as you just brought up, Greg, you know, in the Far East and India, et cetera, because of the growth that's occurring there, it is just, you know, Katie bar the door in terms of where the prices are going to go in these things. Okay, been chatting with Greg Johnson. Greg is the president of a company called South American Silver. This guy is very, very highly qualified. You want more information on South American Silver, click on the banner on our website.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit freetoprosper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Food Strag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a 1-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Times are tough and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. This program is heard on all of these Genesis radio stations. Chatting with a new guest right now, a gentleman we shot a little video with in Vancouver earlier this week. His name is Marin Katusa. Marin is an interesting guy. Started out as a calculus professor, of all things, at Simon Fraser University. I can't even spell calculus personally, but I guess that's a comment on me and not a comment on Marin. Basically got involved as an investment banker, independent investment banker in Canada. Doug Casey got a hold of Marin, obviously with Casey's intellect and Marin's intellect, they click right away. And Marin is now involved also with Casey Research. Very, very interesting guy. Marin, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Give our listeners a little bit about your background, would you please?
Sure. I'm born and raised in Vancouver, so we always knew about the junior stock market. But my original intention wasn't to be involved with the juniors. It was to do the investment banking for the big companies when I did my graduate work and all that. It was tailored towards financial analysis of the real companies, as they would let you know in the New York Stock Exchange and all that. And as I started doing a little bit more research in about 2003, I started with the tungsten and the uraniums, and I realized that the opportunities in the juniors dwarf the opportunities of the big cap stocks. And then from there, after a couple of years, I met up with Doug, we talked, and I just joined the team.
Well, I got a question for you. When you say the opportunities in the junior sector dwarfs the opportunities in the senior sector, I would maintain that holds true for investors and not just for financiers. I mean, do you agree with that?
I completely agree with that. And that was the whole point. When you realize how you can take a penny stock and get it to a multi-dollar stock,
mm-hmm.
And then you have even the boost of getting bought out by a major.
Yeah.
The liquidity events. It really is an amazing sector.
It really is. There's no question about that. And I think, you know, I've been involved in this industry and in that sector in one way or another for about the past 30 years. And it certainly has been good to me. I think there are things, though, that the people need to be aware of. I mean, the sector is obviously, it's full of promise, no question about it. But it's also full of what I would call risk. I mean, I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Traps, risk,
what have you. I mean,
you have to be very careful where you're putting your money. Because the opportunities are so big, there's so many other situations where 95% of these companies aren't worth the paper they're written on.
Right. Well, in terms of the criteria that you consider when you're looking at a company to either invest in yourself or to discuss in your newsletter or you know, what have you, what do you look for?
Well, you know, the one thing that first attracted me to Doug's theories and style was he has something called the 8 P's.
Mm-hmm.
It really is a unique perspective of how he does his investing. And the first P, or as we would say, the most important P, is the people.
Mm-hmm.
And the irony of all this is when you go through your grad school, your MBA or CFA or IFA or any of these programs, that's the one criteria they don't talk about in these case studies. And it is the absolute most important P or situation in any investment is the people.
I agree.
So whether you're investing with a Robert Friedland, a Frank Giustra, or a Lucas Lundin, or, you know, who is the jockey who's going to take this? You know, like a Ross Beattie, who's brought, we call him the broken slot machine because he's brought nothing but returns for his investors.
Right.
That's the most criteria. Then he gets into the politics and then the paper, the financings, the project, all these other factors. And he really breaks it up. And, you know, he's taught Louis and I the, you know, his database of knowledge, and we've tried to take it to the next level. So that's the kind of foundation of how we analyze our stock.
I have felt since day one, when I learned that principle, that people are far and away the most important. It is amazing. If you can latch your wagon, for lack of better terms, to an individual who has a huge amount of passion for what he or she is doing and a huge amount of drive, you know, it's hard to miss, Maren. It really is. You know, Now you were telling me when we were doing some video work, you said you're basically a numbers guy, whereas your colleague and a fellow who's been on the show a number of times, Louis James, is kind of the opposite. Now, when you say you're a numbers guy, what exactly does that mean?
Well, when I say the numbers guy, my background's mathematics, and, you know, ironically, Louis' background's physics, and he's a fantastic writer.
Mm-hmm.
But Louis's on the road, and he kicks the rocks. I go along with him to kick the rocks, or we do site visits. You know, we are going to kick the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
But Louis's much more, you know, I do about 300 flights a year, so, you know, I'm on the road nonstop. But Louis is dwarfs Doug and I the amount of site visits he does. If there's a project, Louis's been on it.
Yeah.
So where my side, when I say I'm a numbers guy, I'm the guy kind of behind the scenes working on the valuations and the financings, looking for the private placements or the intrinsic values,
mm-hmm.
whereas Louis is more of a road warrior looking for the geological opportunities.
You know, that's interestingly enough the way Eric and David Coffin work to a very large extent. You know, Eric is the He's the numbers guy, for lack of better terms, with the Hard Rock Analyst newsletter, whereas his brother David, and I'm sure you know these guys, his brother David is, you know, coming from a geological background, both educationally and from an experience standpoint, you know, he takes the opposite tact. And I think that is a very, very good way to go, personally. Let me ask you this. I want to get you back in another segment here in the next hour, but for this segment, my opinion is that we are in a secular bull market when it comes to commodities right now. I don't care if you're talking precious metals, man. I don't care if you're talking base metals. I think that if nothing else, with the demand coming out of the Far East, I just don't see any downside in companies involved with what I would call hard assets. Would you agree with me?
Well, Partially, actually. I agree with you on the long trend, but what you have to worry about, like, for example, yesterday on, April 1st, Xstrata announced a 38% increase in their annual contract for thermal coal. It's at $98. That's a very significant number. So there's no secret that, you know, the Asia, whether it's China or India, they need these tangible assets. They need these commodities. So I agree 100%, but where the pitfalls can happen are these junior companies spend a lot of money exploring and proving up these projects.
Mm-hmm.
It's roughly about one in every 3,000 projects actually becomes a producing economic mine.
Yeah.
By the time these little juniors go and produce this, there's so many pitfalls. For example, you have a successful geologist, exploration geologist, who try to develop a mine and it goes over budget and they lose the mine. That's a pitfall.
Mm-hmm.
Or they drill and it costs a lot more drilling and the weather's not working on their way, or they didn't get the targets they thought. So you got to be very careful. So if a company you have is very short on cash and their market cap's really running, the financiers will start. There's so many games behind the scenes that are played, such as shorting. So the financiers, if your stock's at $2, well, you know, let's see what it'll be financed at. You got to be careful. So there are near-term corrections, and you know, it was funny in Vancouver. I went on TV on a national network here, and I talked about on June 15, 2008, I said, now's the time to take a Casey-free ride on all your oil, coal, and natural gas stocks. And I was literally mocked. It's in print. I talked about it in our publications. That was June 15, 2008. So was I early near the top? By a few months, but the subscribers who then followed that had the gunpowder or the cash set aside to what I call the attack capital to take advantage of these juniors trading at a discount,
mm-hmm.
where in November of 2008, there was one-third of all the junior companies and the stocks listed on the Toronto Stock Exchange, mm-hmm. called Big Board, one-third of them were trading at less than cash value.
Yeah.
Today, there's eight stocks, both exchanges.
Yeah, there were some tremendous buying opportunities back there. It was just I could not believe some of the opportunities that, for example, that my family and I took advantage of. We're going to get Marin back in the second segment. We're not going to talk about Marin. We're going to talk specifically about energy. Looking forward to hearing that. Marin, going to get you back in the studio here shortly. Thanks for coming on this time.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Welcome in. You're listening to the Economics Report with myself, Al Corland, and Steve Carr. We also have a close friend of mine helping us out here in the opening segment, Roger Wiegand. Let me tell you a little bit about Roger. He is a newsletter writer. Roger is, I don't want to say one of my mentors because he'll get angry because that means that he's older than I am. But Roger is, he's a very bright man. His passion is economics and current events. He probably spends putting together his newsletter, which is called Trader Tracks. Roger probably spends 16 hours a day poring over material coming through on the various wire services that he's got on his internet, et cetera, et cetera. So in terms of a guy who really is up to speed as to what's going on internationally and nationally, Roger, I think, is right at the top of the list. We're going to talk a little bit right now about some of the events that occurred this past week. And, gentlemen, the one that I'd like to start out with is President Obama came out on, I believe it was Wednesday, and he said, you know, we're going to have to do some offshore drilling. That's all there is to it. We're going to have to do some offshore drilling. I'm changing my stance on that. The response from both sides of the aisle was neither side of the aisle particularly supported him. The Democrats said, you know, you're basically doing something that's absolutely terrible for the wildlife. You're doing something that's absolutely terrible for the environment, and we just simply can't have this. The Republicans are saying it's a feeble attempt. You're not going far enough. I personally applaud the president, but Steve, let's start out with you. What do you think, man?
Well, I think it's another perfect example, Al, of what we did this last week on one of our other shows on sectarianism, where, if it's a Republican idea, the Democrats are immediately opposed to it, and if it's a Democratic idea, the Republicans are immediately opposed to it. I mean, it's insane. Where are the solutions? You know, when we met with Congressman Rush Holt, a Democrat from Princeton, New Jersey, a few years ago, Clyde and I and some others about this solar panel idea on Route 10. Al, our investors would get their money back in 17 years. The infrastructure is already there. This is a no-brainer, and yet, because the Democrats are afraid of the Republicans getting the credit, and the Republicans are afraid of the Democrats getting credit. You know, this 2,500 stretch of freeway that's just waiting to have solar panels put on the south side of it and provide a huge chunk of our energy needs, renewable, for 75 years.
solar panels warrantied by British Petroleum. It's not getting done. So this sectarianism has got to stop. I think this is one of the reasons people voted for Obama. They were hoping that the partisanship and so forth would be less. I'm not blaming anybody here, Al or Roger. I'm just saying that the reality is exactly the opposite. We have probably more sectarianism or polarization going on today, and we need solutions. The American people want solutions.
I've got some people that give me some good advice on basically what they're up to. And the latest report I got on that energy thing is this. Bottom line, I don't think the president really cares whether he makes the USA more energy dependent or not. This is all political stuff, okay? He and his Rambo, who's real president, you know, Emmanuel, they're just giving the possibility of more offshore drilling as a carrot in front of the GOP and big oil. I think it's just a bribe to support for the green energy and that this crazy cap and trade legislation, which is what they really want. The Democrats don't have enough political muscle to slam through these radical left programs without a few additional GOP votes. And this is the way they're trying to get the cap and trade thing through. Those two are linked together, in my view. This gang does not think 5 minutes in front of themselves. The best energy resources that are out there are scattered throughout the world, and most people know where they generally are, including many of them being in the U.S. Now, at the end of World War II, the United States was the biggest energy producer in the world. Consequently, we seized control, and we were the big mama as far as politics, economics, war, and everything else. The big fields in the Middle East came online, and that changed the dynamics of what was going on. Basically, I think that Putin in Russia really understands the energy priority, and he's two steps ahead of everybody. And Putin remains the real challenger to the United States, not China, because China's really not that far along. Now, getting back to the green energy stuff, it's going to take a lot of years to build this out. It's going to take a lot of money. In reality, the percentages of power and energy that green energy will add to the system is really quite small. It's like 2 or 3%. I'm not saying it's bad.
I totally understand what you're saying, but I have to say where I take issue with what you're saying is that the United States of America is going to get absolutely nowhere if we don't have some consensus. Now, you and I and Steve may or may not disagree on a lot of the administration's policies, okay, but the one thing we have to say is I think that the society in the United States, both politically and also on, you know, on just a pure day-to-day social level, I think rather than have so much discord, people simply have to work together. The president's comment about offshore drilling, you know, I mean, let's forget about ulterior motives. Let's just say, here's a statement, you know, we need to do more offshore drilling. Let's take it at face value. He's 100% correct. Why can't the two sides of the aisle come together and say, we're tired of the dependence that we have on the Middle East? That's a very frightening situation. You know, we simply can't let this continue. Let's go in the direction that the president is suggesting.
Let's do a full court press. I mean, this is serious stuff here. Let's continue to work with other countries as far as our energy needs. Let's develop our own resources. I have heard, Al and Roger, and I don't know if this is accurate, but I got it from a fairly accurate source, that there is more seepage of oil along the California coast than there has ever been spill of oil through human means. So are we going to have things come up as we develop our natural resources? Yes, we are. You know, we're not Pollyannish about that. But isn't it somewhat hypocritical, gentlemen, for those who are so concerned about a clean environment and so forth, and third world countries, to veto us developing our natural resources because of the potential economic implications, but we're more than willing to have those negative economic or environmental implications in third world countries? Isn't that a little bit hypocritical on our part?
It's incredibly hypocritical. There's no question about it.
The United States really has a lot more resources on our property and around our property in this country than most people understand.
Exactly.
In North and South Dakota, the shale oil is unbelievably huge. Two massive natural gas wells were found in Louisiana just this year. Consequently, net gas is like $4 instead of $8 where it should be. So, and T. Boone Pickens made a really good remark, too. This old duck has made a lot of money in oil and gas. He's a billionaire, and he made the remark this way. He said, look, we should be doing everything we can possibly do with green energy, normal sources of natural gas, propane, oil, everything. We ought to be doing everything we can to become energy independent. The big problem here that a lot of people are not understanding is this. It takes 5 to 10 to 15 years to bring some of this stuff to market. And all this political nonsense and fiddling around and fighting is blocking the exploration process, which takes so many years to develop. So it's not a question so much of have we got the stuff. It's a question of can we open these spaces up to really go mine all the products that we need to have and get them to a point where we can use them.
Roger makes such a critical point here because it's not for lack of resources. You know, you and I did a show on abundance. We live on
right.
a very, very abundant planet. You know, to further make Roger's point, we have 200 years of identified coal in this country. I mean, if we never found one more vein of coal, we have 200 years. We have tremendous resources. You know, before it was politically correct. We invested in Clipper Wind 8 years ago, these huge wind turbines that generate 1.5 megawatt. We didn't need any bailout money, Al and Roger. We didn't ask the government to help subsidize us. We could, you know, that was a very effective. We got a 16 bagger out of that investment. Just let the market work.
Yeah,
I agree with Roger. We live unbelievable resources in this country. We don't need to go anywhere else, but we do need time, and we need to have the government get out of the polarization business and just say, let's forget about who gets the credit. Let's just implement solutions together.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.